Blog Talk Radio.
I'm talking about Jesus. He's my closest, my closest friend. I fell on my face just the other day. If some of my so-called friends found out, maybe they would have said,
"Drop it, drop it. We don't need it."
But I ran to the friend of all friends. His arms were wide open. He picked me up and put me back together again. He's my closest friend.
My flaws, then you gave your only life for a friend. Nah, love so real, you don't pretend to, and you don't treat me like my friends do. Cause when they don't understand, they hate me. You always understand, rebuke in love, then you embrace me.
Love so real, I like how it feels. How could I ever do without you? How could I ever be without you? Out you. I could never go a day without you. Live my life in pain without you. Till that day when all this ends, you still be my closest friend. The only friendship that I want is yours. My everything, my heart is yours.
Beautiful.
some need to get wiser, got to work harder.
In the end, it will get better.
Lord, I thank you for sunshine, thank you for rain, thank you for joy, thank you for pain. It's a beautiful day. It's a beautiful day.
Please don't put them by.
Big Mike, that church in South Africa is ready.
Amen. All right. Well, good evening, everyone, and praise the Lord, and welcome to Live Deliverance Internet Radio here on blogtalk.com. I'm your host this evening, Brother Mike, And tonight we're going to have a teaching coming from Apostle Emmett Overton. As soon as we get ready here, get situated, I'm going to get ready to turn the mic over to Apostle Overton. And we would like to welcome those who are listening out of South Africa and as they're tuning in for tonight's teaching. So, Brother Overton, are you ready?
Yes, I'm ready. But before we get started, hold on 1 minute. Where's 845?
Hello?
Wait a minute now. Where's 845?
Wait a minute. Oh, man.
After this broadcast.
Is this trading time?
No, it's going to be trading time as soon as I get off live. It's going to be trading time as soon as everything gets cleaned up. Before we close, it's going to be trading time.
Oh, man.
Look, don't you go nowhere, 845. Big Mike, what you talking about? You on the chain, too.
Run away, Mike. Run away.
I know, right?
All right. 845, get ready after the sermon. We want to thank you for live deliverance in our radio. Now
God bless
I got
you
the cue. Yeah, man. God bless you, too. All right. God bless you, too. I tell you, we're going to be dealing with some demons tonight, and we are putting together the spirit of arrested development, and a lot of men have this spirit not knowing it. Understanding the ministry of deliverance is understanding demonology, which is the study of deceit. Spirits deceive. Now, if any of you all want to learn the ministry of deliverance, write all of this stuff down. If you want to learn the you got to sit under someone who the Lord has given revelation. So please, when the errand boy tells you to write it down, you be an errand handwriter, and I'll be the errand boy, and God be the real deal. And Jesus is the real captain of the salvation of his army. And ain't no generals. He's the captain of our salvation. All right, let's get started. Online, live Deliverance Internet Radio is now about to get ready to participate. Okay, hang on. The church said it can. Sound check, testing 1, 2. Can you hear me, Mike?
Yes, sir. I can hear you.
All right, Mike, they said they need to test the mic. They need to hear you. Can you say sound check?
Mic
say
check.
Something over there.
Mic check.
Keep
mic
going.
Check, mic check. Can y'all hear me? Can y'all hear me?
Mike, mic they check. Say, can mic you check. Turn your. There you go. You're good now.
All right.
All right. Good. 30 seconds. Sound check testing 1. Seconds. All right, Lord. You tell me what to say. Okay, we want to welcome you to Live Deliverance Internet Radio Ministries.com. And this is saying goodbye to the demon of unforgiveness and other spirits. We've had a good review on how to pick a wife. That thing soared. And today we are going back into deliverance here at Live Deliverance Internet Radio. I want to thank the church in South Africa, Mozambique, and Nigeria. Nigeria, Kenya, South Africa, Mozambique. And Sister Ruthie Rami is listening out of Israel. We're talking about the spirit of unforgiveness and mind demons. Mind demons. There are demons that operate in your mind. Mind demons. Now, a lot of this hasn't been taught. It needs to. We're going to talk about the spirit of bitterness, resentment, hatred, unforgiveness. Demons that fall under unforgiveness is bitterness, resentment, hatred, unforgiveness. violence, temper, anger, retaliation, and murder. Unforgiveness brings in resentment, hatred, and many other demons. Heavenly Father, Lord, we come in the name of Jesus of Nazareth, how God has anointed Yeshua, how that Yeshua came doing good, healing all that were oppressed of the devil, according to Acts 10:38. Yeshua, use me as your oracle. Allow the power of the Holy Spirit to penetrate the hearer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word. Thy word is true. And you say that those that love it will be blessed based on Proverbs 13:13. Let the word speak through me. And we bind all demons of slanderousness, mind demons, spirits that have put you to sleep, slumber spirits. We bind them in the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Now, we're going to deal with unforgiveness first, because after unforgiveness, mind spirits, because the mind would have you to remember the hurt. Now, we had a powerful teaching last night, man. We got some revelation out of 2 Corinthians 10:3 and 4 that we never had, and I'm going to go over that again, because that's one of the main keys as what we said last night. Unforgiveness works in your heart and through your emotions and your mind. Demons such as mental compartmentalization that will come back and bring you that same thought, bring you that same thought, bring you that same thought, bring you mad at the person, you bitter at the person, you hate the person, you steaming. There's no way you can pray to God like that in that condition. So the devil keeps putting it on you. He keeps making you think about the situation. He even escalated in your mind. Now, if you don't know spiritual warfare, every Christian should know this. Reverend T.R. Thumpton, all you've been doing is, ha, 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 man, get out of here with that. Don't be emailing me that. That's hooping. Ain't nobody in that. You need this. Now, when these thoughts come to you and someone done something to you, and you get mad 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, maybe a week or two. 3 weeks, you still mad at that person. You know, that's a hardened heart. You in more trouble than the person that did it to you. These demons are allowed a legal entrance into the human body. You give them a legal right. Now, in 2 Corinthians 10:3, for though we walk in the flesh, we do not walk after the flesh. You don't want war after the flesh. Never do you war after the flesh, because the fleshly mind is being operated by demons. The fleshly mind being operated by demons. Let no man beguile you of your reward in a voluntarily humanity and worshiping of angels, intruding into those things which he has not seen, vainly puffed by his fleshly mind. The thoughts, those are demons working with your mind. And if you don't cast it down, like we said last night, unforgiveness is going to get in there and it's going to take more dominance over you, and you can get sick with this spirit. People have arthritis is because of unforgiveness. Or it could be inherited, or it could be a natural sickness, or it could be a spirit of I'm waiting on the Holy Spirit. Arthritis. Now, if these thoughts, you mad at somebody, won't forgive them, if you can't cast it down, when you forgive the person, all the emotion is going to come back. And the demons start working you up. See, demons work through your mind. I'm going to miss it here. Am I going to do this here? Where are you going to tomorrow? You got to go to this here? I'm going to miss it. You're going to go tomorrow over here. Well, yeah, I got to go see over here at 9 o'clock, but I'm going to watch the football game. I think I'll go see her. And when I was in high school, you remember when you was in high school? You in high school? Listen here. Go over there. Look at that. Look over here. Come back over here. Think about that. Look at that pornography. Look at her booty. Look at that. Look at so. Go cuss. And God been getting on me with my mouth. I have to repent. I confess. Lord Jesus, forgive me. I got upset over some thing, and I shouldn't say it. The Bible say, death and life is in the power of the tongue. That includes me. I ain't no hypocrite. Yeah, I cussed. I cussed because I was angry and I got in the flesh and them demons was getting up. And I said, oh, no. I started casting them out. Yeah, I did it. I got upset looking at something that I ain't supposed to be dealing with. Supposed to have my mind on the spirit. See, when we're all human, that's where we have to have grace. Oh, that kind of ba-ba-ba-da-da-sa. Hebrews 4:16. So through all that unforgiveness with these spirits trying to attack you, hang on, wait 1 minute. Two dogs, a big Doberman and a little miniature Doberman. Okay, forgive me. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of what? Strongholds. You have to pull these strongholds down. And those are powerful demons that get into your mind and make you not forgive. Then it says casting down imagination and every high thing that exalt itself against the word of God. Well, wait a minute, Pastor. It says knowledge of God. My people are destroyed because of lack of knowledge. He's talking about his word, the law. See, when you forget the law of God, sin comes in. Hosea 4:6, please. Hosea 4:6. I got a brand new Bible. I got to get another Bible. Now, watch this. For my people are destroyed for what? Lack of knowledge. Now, go to 2 Corinthians 10:5. Casting down imagination and every high thing that exalt itself against the knowledge of God. So anytime you go against the knowledge of God, your thoughts can't be controlled. Those demons are not suppressed by the mind of Christ. And everything you do when you are reading the word, if it's not in you, you can't control nothing. They'll run you. Are we going to go over this here? How are you going to go over this here? I go over tomorrow. I see you next day. I go over tomorrow. I think I'll watch a football game. I'll go over here and eat. Where are you going to go now? What are you going to see? What are you going to see? I think I'll go to your mom in high school. I got to go here. I pay the bills. I do it. And some of y'all minds just rolling. Those are mind-erasing demons. So what stops the thoughts when you cast down with what? The knowledge of God. That's what he said. Casting down imagination and every high thing that exalt itself against the knowledge. The knowledge. The knowledge. Hosea 4:6, my people are destroyed because of lack of knowledge, because thou hast reject knowledge. So when you reject knowledge, watch what happens, how demons enter. So your mind, your flesh and mind can't be covered because the mind of Christ can't shoot it up in your spirit and hit that mind up there. My people are destroyed because of lack of knowledge, because thou hast rejected knowledge. Watch this. I will also forget thee, that thou should be no priest to me, seeing thou hast forgotten the law of thy God. I'll forget thy children. So when you lose the law, God can cut you off. You're not into the word of God. So when these thoughts start coming, this is the devil. You know, he hates me. I don't like him. I need to say something. That ain't you talking. Them demons. So unforgiveness, if you don't cast it down, it'll be very difficult for it to get out of you. Now, let's look at unforgiveness and how Jesus dealt with this. Reverend Agnew, you're so drunk, you don't even know what you're listening to. You done had 6 glasses of moonshine and left in Tupelo, Mississippi. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Boy, I tell you. Jesus help them. Matthew 18:21. Matthew 18:21. We're going to cast out the spirit tonight of worrying, mind spirits. We got many other demons to cast out tonight. 18:21 says, then came Peter to him and said, Lord, how oft shall my brother sin against me and I forgive him? Till seven times? And Jesus said unto him, I say not unto thee unto seven times, but until 77 times. That's a lot. See, when you want to pray Jesus and you don't want to forgive, that burden lays on you. Now, it is important that you learn this. Some of you are tithes to God, and he ain't even hearing it. Why? Because you trying to tithe to the Lord and you mad at your wife. You mad at your husband. You get mad 2-3 months. Do you know that you have separated yourself from God? And the minute you do that, you put a curse on yourself because you're trusting in your flesh. Jeremiah 17:5. And the devil is setting you up. See, reading the word, brothers and sisters, is very, very important. I don't know why people won't read the Bible. People are very lazy. Thank you, Holy Spirit. He said those are spirits talking to your mind. Take a little rest. This is the weekend. Get you something to eat. Go to all you can eat and lay your butt down so you won't read the Bible, nigga. That's how demons talk to you. I've had demons call me nigga. So I'm just being real with you. Tithing to God. And no, you won't forgive your husband, but you're going to take your 10% and you're going to go give it to God. Then Reverend Susan, hi, Father. Lord, mercy. It's an honor to be here today at Sweet Swindon Baptist Church here. I am Reverend Dr. C.T.T. Pearson here, and the church is so honored to welcome Sister Beasley to bring her tithes. She's a wonderful tither. Never missed a day in tithing since she's been at this wonderful pillar of the establishment of God, because we have his written word and go straight to hell. Why is that? Matthew chapter 5, verse 23. Therefore, anytime you hear therefore, the late, great Derek Prince, who's raised three people from the dead, who was in the British Army, whose father was a British officer, went to Eton and studied and speak four languages and served in the British military and got saved in his barracks and raised three people from the dead and adopted a black woman. He adopted a nigger from Africa. Brought all these types of revelation. And here you is in church. And you're going to tithe, but you won't say nothing to your husband. You are a fool. The devil got making you a fool. You're a fool. Look at this. Therefore, if thou bring thy gift to the altar, Matthew 5:23, and there remembers thee that thy brother have an oath against thee, watch this, leave there thy gift before the altar, and go thy way first to be reconciled to thy brother, and then come it and offer thy gifts. So this woman gets saved in the church. And the Lord said, don't tithe. Now she's in fast and she's sick. Recognize, and she go back to Dr. Brubington. Dr. Brubington, I can't tithe today because I'm out of position with my husband. What you mean you can't tithe, sugar? We need those offerings for the foundation youth movement. And he can't hear God. Don't get caught up in that. Forgive the person. God says what? Leave there thy gifts. You don't even want to deal with the gifts no more. You don't want to deal with it. It means nothing to him until you forgive a person on earth. Now let's go to Isaiah 59:2. And then we're going to start casting out. There are other things we have to teach before we cast out. I'm doing this leading by the Holy Ghost. God wants me to talk about them a little bit about them because people are learning to minister. If you're listening to a deliverance minister and you're not learning nothing, you don't need to listen to them. There's a lot of deliverance ministers that when I first started, it wasn't like, man, you got people trying to infiltrate the deliverance ministry and ain't making, ain't going nowhere. More power to you, brother, because you come up in here, you'd be like the sons of Sceva. All right, Isaiah 59, verse 2. I don't care what you do, you forgive a person because it can block your prayer. And, you married men, Yeshua has a message for you tonight. I ain't got the message. Yeshua has the message. I'm just an errand boy. Don't be calling me apostle and all that. Errand boy. I don't like being called apostle. I don't see nothing. Why? Do you know that apostles suffer? Don't even let me start that. I can get on another conversation. Look. Stay humble. Forgive people, man. Now watch this, Isaiah 59:2. But your iniquities have separated between you and your God, and your sins have hid his face from you that he will not hear. He's not hearing nothing you're saying. And here you go in church. Oh, Jesus, hallelujah, hallelujah. And the Holy Spirit saying, you ain't forget your husband. Oh, hallelujah. You even get loud because you don't want to hear it. You have to forgive before you can do any things of God. God wants you to forgive. All right, you husbands, 1 Peter. And we're going to move on to another spirit. Reverend Centipede, room 227. You up in there with a man. You're on Jackson Boulevard. Lord and Mercer. First Peter. Oh, Jesus. First Peter chapter 3, verse 7. For you men, likewise you husbands, dwell with them according to knowledge, giving honor unto the wife as unto the weaker vessel, and as being heirs together of the grace of life, that your prayers be not hindered. Now, here you go. Sugar, I'm gone. Mm-hmm. Lady say, I see you, honey. Yeah, bye. How you doing, Reverend Dalton?
That's wonderful to see you there, Reverend Dalton. Yeah. Hallelujah, brother. You look good, Deacon. How's everything going at the house?
Oh, everything's doing fine, and the preacher don't have no discernment of spirit, so he's telling him anything, because the woman said, hi, Sugar Lee. Hi, Deacon. Gone out here. Now he's playing deacon. Do you see how this spirit of unforgiveness can turn you to become schizophrenia and a double heart, Psalms 12:2. This is revelation from Yeshua. Aaron boys don't have the ability to give revelation. Only Jesus. Galatians 1:12. Now, the mind demons. The mind demons. All thoughts start with the Father or Satan. The mind. Unforgiveness. That's where we at now. I gave you different revelations. No, Jesus, forgive me. Yeshua gave you many revelations. I'm sorry, Lord. Yeshua, the Messiah, gave you these revelations. All thoughts start with either with the Father in heaven or Jesus Christ, the Godhead, Colossians 2:9, Trinity, or Satan. Man is incapable of generating thoughts alone. Don't let Satan generate your thoughts. Study Matthew 5:37, 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 5, Matthew 5:36, and Matthew 6:27. The Father has planned so that any child of God can have super intelligence in the spirit realm. The key is to the believer to study and read and develop his spirit not his mind. Some of you have been teaching sermons from your mind. You can't do that. No, Brother John gave a wonderful testimony that God is breaking him down. He's in his 70s, and he still want to learn, and God will honor that. But you got to really want this, because these demons in your mind be connecting with all these thoughts, and here come unforgiveness shooting out. Demons say, all right, you're going up there in his thoughts. Attack him, and you thinking that that's you speaking, because you can't test nothing. We must free our minds. Ephesians 6:17, free your children's minds. 1 Corinthians 7:11, John 7:12. Isaiah 54:13, Ephesians 6:11, and free the mind of the one to be delivered, which are all of you tonight. You need to ask the Lord as we go through this deliverance, Lord, free these mind spirits from me. Get these mind demons off me. I don't want my mind no more. I want the mind of Christ. Now, when I say that, that don't mean I got to wait to hear the Holy Ghost to write my bills. I got to wait to hear the Holy Ghost to use the bathroom. I got to wait to hear the Holy Ghost to go on the commode. That's a fool. I got to wait to hear the Holy Ghost to see can I watch TV. Give you common sense is one of the parts of the fruits of the Spirit. Don't get like that. But you can't use your mind into spiritual thing. Anytime it comes to, especially in the deliverance ministry, you ain't going nowhere. Because everything in this ministry is spirit. We deal with spirits of the kingdom. The Lord just told me somebody don't know. Yes, Lord. There are two types of kingdoms, Matthew 12:26 and Matthew 12:28. You have to work and take the authority away that the devil has on all your thoughts and cast them down, fast it out, break bondage over Satan. Attitude of deliverance and keep yourself in a state of the ministry of deliverance. Luke 8:14, cast out fears, name each one of them. Forgetfulness starts with unforgiveness. Some of you have problems with forgetfulness, anxiety, confusion, jealousy, gossip, craving of wanting to know people's business. See, that comes from your mind. Oh, what you going to do? Who that? 1 Thessalonians 4:11 says, make it an aberration and be quiet and tend to your own business and work with your own hands. Stay out of folks' business. But the mind can't do that. Oh, what you going to do tomorrow? How you going to do this? What are you going to do tomorrow? You going to do this tomorrow? You going to see that? I'm going to see. I'm going to watch TV. I think I'll watch some news. I'm going to see. Yep, man, it really works like that. I've seen demons in people like that. How did this mind, your mind, get in bondage? We should know that about evil spirits' right to enter to a person, save or unsaved. Satan is a legalist. This means that he knows when he has a legal right and sin or keep an evil spirit in a person. You know why you give him that legal right? Because he know your thoughts. Them demons in you seeing what you're figuring out in your fleshly mind. And this is what get people in trouble. We're going to move on. Now, there are some people that has been operating in black magic that's listening to me in England. And you've been dealing with the spirits of the underworld. You're 34 years of age. And you got into this when you was 19. Let me give you some warnings by Yeshua. These spirits work with a high witchcraft operation. The underworld has six regions, none of which are place any of you want to ever go to. The first is death, 1 Corinthians 15:55, Job 34:22. The next one is hell/Sheol/Hades, H-A-D-E-S. Isaiah 14:19, the grave, Ezekiel 31:15, Isaiah 38:10, the pit, Ezekiel 32:23, the abyss, the lower regions of the pit, Isaiah 38:17, and Psalm 30:3, regions of the sea, Ezekiel 26:16, and Job 41:1-31. Now turn to Deuteronomy. You have to develop your spirit. See, I'm not teaching anything. I'm just following the Holy Ghost. I ain't teaching nothing. I have built up my spirit to hear Christ. I committed a sin today, and I forgot. I said, Lord, the devil been attacking me with my mouth, and I got to work on that. I came on it. We all got to look here. What apostle is going to be honest with you like I had? Some of these apostles get up and I'm walking on the water. I haven't sinned the water. I haven't committed that sin in so long. I ain't no religious spirit in me. I'm keeping it real. The flesh lusts against the spirit. The spirit lusts against the flesh. They're contrary to one another. Galatians 5:17, you got to catch yourself. So you hear God, you still got to fight the flesh and keep it under submission. And God told me how to deal with it. So I got it out. I got the gun gangster. We went to work. I got the gun gangster. Deuteronomy 18:10, witchcraft, thou shalt not be found among you, anyone that maketh his sons or his daughters to pass through the fire, or that uses divination, or an observer of times, or an enchanter, or a witch, or a charmer, or a consultant with familiar spirits, or a wizard, or a necromancy. That's speaking to the dead. Familiar spirits know you. Charmers is involved with charming people through candles. Divination is sorcery. Observers of time is witchcraft, which is, thank you, Holy Spirit, thank you, Lord, astrology. Now, I broke that down, but the Lord has given me to do this in gaps because I got to get ready to do some deliverance. So for you brothers who are in Britain operating with that, you're going to have to need to shut that down. Okay, there are some people that's dealing with the spirit of depression. Depression is a mental disease that plagues every society. Psychologically speaking, depression is a psycho and neurotic condition characterized by inability of feelings and heaviness and extreme sadness, hopelessness, and often insomnia. Now, in the spirit world, in the ministry of deliverance, where we don't recognize this psychological evaluation, the deliverance minister must use the evaluation by the Holy Ghost. Because psychiatrists believe in medicine, although I do believe in medicine too, because Luke was a physician. If you own medicine, use it. God can get the person off. You have to be led by the Holy Spirit when you're dealing with people like that. This is why people don't need to be dealing with deliverance that don't have the nine gifts. They don't speak in tongues. They ain't communicating with the word, man. You can't mess with people. This stuff is serious. Now, under this spirit are sadness, memory loss, chronic fatigue, increase of appetite, distractions, feeling alienated, crying spells, loss of appetite. You first get an appetite and then you lose it. Depression, loss of focus, despondency, hopelessness, lack of frustration, homicidal tendencies, and gloominess. Some of you are being attacked by the spirit of death. Doctor telling you, you got 6 months to live, and you just bought it. Proverbs 18:21, death and life is in the power of the tongue. I'll send it back to the sender and say, I shall not die, but live and declare the works of the Lord. Spirit of confusion. This spirit of confusion causes disorder and disarray in the life and relationships of many people. It also causes an individual to live in a stunt and cluttered condition, confusion of the mind. See, the mind demons coming in and bring confusion, mind demons. Bewildered and emotional and distressed, can't make a decision, and you open up the door to a double mind and a double heart. We're going to get ready to do deliverance. A double mind first, a double mind. James chapter 1 verse 8, a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. Also James chapter 4 verse 8, draw nigh to God and he will draw nigh to you. Cleanse your hands, ye sinner, and purify your hearts, ye double-minded. and it can open up a door to a double heart, Psalms 12:2. Psalms chapter 12, speak vanity, everyone with his neighbor, with flattering lips, and with a double heart do they speak. All right. We want to break curses first. We're not going to go through the whole curses thing. This is because I'm dealing with a lot of spirits, and the Holy Spirit is telling me which one to get out. You can't guess the demon.
Who your mama and daddy was, boy? I'm Reverend Schuster. Look at her, boy. Now look at her. Where your mama and daddy at? Mm-hmm. Or who your uncle is? Yes, yes, yes. Let me pray. Lord, Father God in heaven, by the authority of me as the Bishop of Mount Calvary Church here, the founder of the pillars of this organization, by the sovereign God, I declare here ain't nothing happening, ain't nothing going to happen. A mind man.
What is a great nothing? That's just coming Thursday. What is a great nothing? I ain't playing with the devil. I've been serious ever since I got in there. See, I don't like to get in something and don't turn left and turn right. Seals don't quit. We got to stay consistent with this. Do you know the devil is destroying you people if you don't do this? If you don't study God's word, the Lord is telling me y'all need to study the Bible. Y'all got to be pushed to read the Bible. You got demons running all around you. You can't see. Won't you like to see them? You got to get in your spirit realm to do that. All right. If you're not saved, come to Christ, because deliverance is not for an unsaved person. How can Satan cast out Satan? Jesus says that. You can't cast out the devil. How can Satan cast out Satan? And if Satan casts out Satan, he is divided against himself. How then should his kingdom stand? And if I by Beelzebub cast out devils, by whom do you cast them out? Therefore, they should be your judges. But if I cast out devils by the Spirit of God, then the kingdom of God has come upon you. Or else one can enter into a strong man's house and spoil his good, except he first binds the strong man, and then he will spoil his house. He that is with not me is against me, and he that gathereth not with me scattered. See, if you ain't for this deliverance ministry, you God ain't dealing with you. The Lord is your Savior. If you're in a backslider, we have seven backsliders listening to me. Two people need to get saved. One is in Alberta, Canada, and one is in Seattle, Washington. Welcome to the kingdom, Heavenly Father. Your word says in Romans 10:9, if thou shalt confess with thy mouth and believe that Jesus is the Lord with thy mouth, and confess, thou shalt be saved. With the mouth, you have accepted Christ publicly. Accept the Lord Jesus to come into your life, to forgive you for all your sins. Say, Lord Jesus, come into my life. And one person is don't understand. Wait a minute. Romans 10:9. Romans 10:9. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Yeshua, and shalt believe in thy heart that Elohim has raised him from the dead, then thou shalt be saved. You believe that Elohim, Jehovah Nisi, has raised the Son of God up, welcome to the kingdom. Now, I ask if you get saved, please email me over to davey1@gmail.com. Some people lead people to the Lord and keep going, and they will fall. Because as soon as he get out of here, Satan's going to hit you. So let me pray for you both. Father, we ask that you protect Henry and Priscilla in the name of Jesus of Nazareth. Lord, we thank you for protecting them. Put a hedge of protection around them, Lord, and give them the authority to desire reading your word. We take authority against spirits that will try to choke the word out of them based on Mark 4:15. Lord Jesus, we thank you for covering him. Put a hedge of protection around him based on Joshua chapter 1, 8, 9. We give all honor to you. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Welcome to the kingdom. Don't go to no church that's not speaking in tongues. You don't need to be getting on no boards pushing, putting your name at the last meeting for cleaning the church. You need to be taught. We don't do that here. We can teach you at home. We don't have a big, huge choir. But we got a whole potent word from Yeshua to bring to you here. Amen. All right, let's start breaking curses of unforgiveness. Now, I want everyone right now who have forgiven somebody you don't know, take this opportunity and be real quiet and ask the Lord to reveal to you anybody that have offended you. Uh-oh, wait a minute. There are some people, the Holy Spirit said, before I go there, there's a sister in Christ that's bitter against her husband. Word of knowledge, Aaron Boy. Aaron Boys don't have the intelligence to do that. The Holy Ghost is word of knowledge. Aaron Boy ain't got nothing to do with it, so don't come wanting to shake my hand because I did this. Not interested. You are not sending me to hell with pride. Thank you. Okay, there are some people out here that won't allow God to correct them. You're spiritually lazy. I'm getting that word from the word of God, too. I'm going to deal with that woman with the bitterness. But some of you don't want the Lord to discipline you, and you rebuke discipline. And if you rebuke discipline, God can't stay with you too long because he gives you a free will, Revelation 22:11. Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great of a cloud of witness, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which does easily beset us. Let us run with the patience, the race that is set before us, looking unto Yeshua, the author and the finisher of our faith, who, for the joy that was set before him, endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of Elohim. For consider him that endureth such contradictions of sinners against himself, lest ye be weary and faint in your minds. See there? In your minds. You're fainting there trying to understand Revelation. It won't work. Ye have not strived resistance unto blood, striving against sins, and ye have forgotten the exhortations which speaketh unto you as children. My son, despise not thou the chastening of the Lord, nor flit when thou art rebuked of him. For whom the Lord loveth, he chasteneth, and scorcheth every son whom he receiveth. If ye endure chastising, God dealeth with you as with sons, for whom the Son is, and whom the Father chasteth not. But if ye be without chastisement, wherefore all ye are partakers, then are you bastards and not sons. Hebrews 12:15, looking diligently, this is for the young lady, lest any man fail of the grace of Elohim, lest any root of bitterness spring up, trouble you, and thereby many be defiled through your bitterness. Ma'am, please forgive your husband. So you can ask the Lord to forgive you. You ask the Lord to straighten out your credit. He said he ain't straightened nothing out. He don't want your offerings. He ain't hearing nothing you saying until you forgive. And then when you forgive, y'all back in business. All right, let's break these curses. Heavenly Father, I repent of any sins in my life or my ancestors' lives that have resulted in a curse. I repent of all disobedience, perversion, rebellion, and witchcraft. I repent of these sins, unforgiveness, bitterness, malice, hard-hearted, won't forgive, stubbornness. I break the curse of being a bastard, not being chastised by God. I come in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and I ask that you free me and break this curse based on Galatians 3:13. Cursed is he who hanging on a tree. Christ, Yeshua, became a curse for us. Galatians 3:13. In the name of Jesus Christ, spirit means to breath, blow it out. Reason, you are judging God. Matthew 7:1, that's your mind. What's going on? That's your mind, Reverend Weaselton. Your mind, boy. Come out that mind. You thinking and figuring, your eyeballs rolling. You don't know what's going on. Them demons telling you to get out this room and hate me. Now, you believe that if you want to. That's You're an intellectual. You have been a Hank Hanegraaff idol for 15 years, and Hank Hanegraaff don't speak in tongues. He don't believe in the Holy Ghost. So you really need to repent, my brother, because you're in error, 1 John 4:6. All right, spirit means breath. Ask the Lord Yeshua to deliver you, for whosoever shall call a man upon the name of the Lord shall be delivered. We will begin with unforgiveness. Inhale, blow out, fetishes. We're going to do mind demons too. Stubbornness. We're going to deal with somebody has disassociation identity. There's a person the Lord's trying to deliver from high blood pressure. You've been praying for high blood pressure. You are healed. The Lord's saying that there are people who's yearning to know his word, that they need some scriptures on knowing the word. I will obey God after. Also, there is a Mr. John Wilmington. You need to repent. You're in the witchcraft. There's also a person that's a lot of people are burdened out here, are being stressed. We rebuke the spirit of stress and blow it out, okay? Spirit means breath, so let's go. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, demon of unforgiveness, come out. Blow it out. Blow it out, unforgiveness. Demon of bitterness, come on out in the name of Jesus Christ. Blow it, cough, yawn, come on out. Hatred, unforgiveness, let's go. Violence, temperance, anger, retaliation, murder, come out. Come on out in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Banger banging. Come on out there, rebellion. Bang, bang, bang. I do what I want to do. Come on out doing what you want to do. Jezebel, there's a lot of women out there packed with Jezebel. You want a husband. You'll kill them with that spirit. Come get some deliverance because some women out here, listen, your mama was very controlling, and you were controlling. You ain't coming into no holy marriage with them demons. That's called Jezebel and Ahab, and there's a lot of women out there hearing me, and there are very few women out there that's submissive because they don't understand it. But there are godly women. I'm not again. There are some men out there that the Lord said, y'all ain't even submitting, and you're talking about leading your wife, and you don't submit to him. Those are demons. Blow them out. Come on out, unforgiveness. Out. Come on out. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, come out. There's someone dealing with strife. Come on out. Blow it out, man. Quarreling, fighting, got to have the last word. There are some people out here have to have the last word. Come on out. We take authority over satanic church. We bind Lord Egan in the name of Jesus of Nazareth. We take authority over the church of Satan. And we bind it in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We take authority over the Baptist spirit with no Holy Ghost. We bind that demon in the name of Jesus. Now, blow it out. Come on out, unforgiveness. Let's go. Mind spirits. Slitticism, intellectualism, thinking, using your eyes, figuring stuff out. Come on out of there. Trying to say something to get a comeback from a person's word and thinking you're figuring out what they're saying. You cannot figure out a demon. Stop it. It ain't never worked for you. Don't sit here 95 years doing that. Get it over with. Use the mind of the Holy Ghost. Demon, come out. Memory gaps, memory loss, come on out. Mind retaliation. Mental compartmentalization, demons erasing spirits, come on out, that erase memory, come out of there, let's go, out in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, let's go, come on out, rebellion, stubbornness, disobedience, anti-submissiveness, come on out, let's go, spirit of depression, come on out of them, spirits of despondency, come on out, spirits of defeatism, hopelessness, come out in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, suicide, come on out. Come on out in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Spirit of heaviness, stand fast in the liberty wherein Christ have granted us freedom. You are now free based on Galatians 5:1. You are free. I want someone to turn to Galatians chapter 5, verse 1. Come on out. Come out in the name of Jesus. Burdens, come on out. Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherein Christ has made us free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. All bondages off every believer in the name of Jesus. Worrying bondages, stress bondages, come out in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Mind spirits, switch spirits, etc. Come on out right now. Hopelessness, come out in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Come on out, hopelessness, jealousy, envy, come out. Worrying, anxiety, fear, spirit of nervousness, come on out. There are some people are have problems reading the Bible. They fall asleep. That's a slumber spirit. There are some people that lie a lot. The spirit of lying, 1 Kings 22:22. Come on out, spirit of lying. Come on out. There are people with other Jesuses. For he that cometh preaching another Jesus. Come on out. That's religion. Come on out, religious demons. Come on out. There are some Catholics. Listen to me. Catholicism, come out. Leave it alone. Ain't no Hail Mary for the grace of the Lord is with thee. Blessed be the Lord Jesus, the Holy Man, Mother of God, perfect since now and death. Amen. That's not in the Bible. Leave that alone. Come out. Get on out. Call me. Email. Don't have time to teach on it. We're doing a mass deliverance here. We're trying to take care of thousands of people as they listen. It is Yeshua that's doing this. I ain't nothing but an errand boy. So don't be looking at me. Oh, he's a good man. He's a powerful man. No, you look at Yeshua. Don't come to me with none of that mess. No, thank you. You are not putting Leviathan on me. He's the king over all the children of pride. I don't want to be like the king of all dong donkers. Come out, religious spirits. Let's go. Come on out, slitters. Come on out, mind demons. Demons talking to your mind. Come on out. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Come out. By the blood of Jesus, religious spirits. Come on out. Ritualism. Come on out. Formulations. Come on out. Doctrines of error. Come on out. Legalism. Come out. Come on out. Doctrinal error. Come on out. Seventh-day Adventist. I bind you and rebuke you in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Santeria. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Santeria. Come on out, Santeria. The blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. There are some people in England, again, involved. Renounce that stuff in the name of Jesus, man. Accept the Lord as your personal Savior. Leave that stuff alone. You dabble, you come backwards and forth. You can't jump into two kingdoms, especially with witchcraft. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, wake up. Witchcraft, Ouija board, charming, table tapping, light as a feather, palm reading, come on out, crystal balls, automatic hand lighting analysis, crystal balls, Halloweens. Don't have your children talking about Easter bears and rabbits and Halloween. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. In the name of Yeshua the Messiah, we command spirit of sorcery. Come on out. Astrology, horoscope, come out in the name of Jesus. Fortune telling, visionary dreams, astral projection, Bloody Mary, narcomancy, speaking to the dead, seance, come on out, black magic, white magic, green magic, purple magic, Waka, Bapulu, come on out, Opia in Jamaica, come out, Rastafarianism, come out in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, spell book, secret oath, masonry. There are some people that's in the Mason. I'm hearing three people listening that's 32-degree Mason. You need to come out of that. You will have cancer. God didn't call you to be no Mason. The Lord, and these don't deal with that. Come out in the name of Jesus. Email me, obituary1@gmail.com. Is that you? I can't have the time to teach it. This is a mass deliverance. Come on out, seal vials, tarot cards, secret oath. Come on out in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. New Age spirits, come on out. Yoga, transcendental meditation, martial arts, psychometry, clairvoyance, voodoo, pyramid power. Come on out. Come on out, pyramid power, holistic health practices. Come on out, mind control, psychic healing. Out in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I'm hearing Badahunism. Come on out of there, Badahunism. I know who you are. Come on out of there. Grandmaster Duke of the Alex. 5,000 legions of demon Amarus. Come out of that Satanist in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Come out of him. We break the blood of Jesus Christ, the seal of Satan, by urine, by blood, by human sacrifice. My house is covered in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth by the blood of Yeshua. I plead the blood of Yeshua the Messiah over witchcraft. I plead the blood of Yeshua the Messiah over doctrinal error. I plead the blood of Yeshua the Messiah over the false teaching of prosperity. I plead the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, of Girl Scouts, all these secret organizations. I plead the blood over karate, jujitsu. Don't put your children in that. I plead the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth upon these demons. I plead the blood of Yeshua the Messiah over telekinesis, viral ribbon charts. Come on out. Numerology, false tongues. Come out. Telepathy, ESP. Come on out. Come on out. Psychokinesis, come out, biofeedback, get on out, biofeedback, go. All mental demons, daydreaming, mental gap, MDM, disassociation identity, multiple personality disorder. Come on out. ADD, ADHD. Come on out. Confusion, distraction, mind demons, squids. Come on out, squid spirits. Spirit of discrimination, calling folks niggas. Come on out. Come on out, nigger demon. Come on out. You nigger demon. Come on out. Get out. Come on out by the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Come on out, spirit of racism. Come on out. Come on out. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Fear, heaviness, nightmares, loneliness, fear of man, stress, anxiety, worry, lack of trust, depression. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Come on out, doubt, black magic, suspicion, worthlessness. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. The spirit of rage. Come on out of rage, frustration, envy. Come out in the name of Jesus of Nazareth. Come on out, revenge, unforgiveness. Let's go. Let's go, unforgiveness, hatred, bitterness, jealousy. Come on out of there. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Spirit of Leviathan, proudful demons. Come on out of there, arrogance, boastfulness, bragging, who you are. I want to be special. Look at me. I'm teaching. I'm the teacher. Come out of them in the name of Jesus, you performance demons. Come on out of there. Occult books. Come on out. Satanic Bible, Book of Mormonism. Come on out. Sororities. Come on out. Eastern Stars, Job Daughters, Aryan Nation, Daughter of the Nile, Rainbow, Freemasonry. Come out. All religious demons, I command you to come out in the name of Jesus as the Lord Jesus of Nazareth call you out by the power of the Holy Ghost. Mormonism, come out of them. Come out, Mormonism. Come out, Church of God. Come out, Scientology. Come out, Rosicrucianism. Come out, Theosophists. Come on out. Come out, Bindu Zirar. Come out, Ekendor. Come on out. Come on out, Course of Miracles, Druze Sect Religion. Come on out. Let's go. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Unification Church, Reverend Somron Moon. Come on out of there. Come on out. Come on out. Minister Louis Farrakhan that mixes truth with untruth. Although some stuff is true, but most is negative anti-Israel. Come out. Mukamda, come on out. Church of Satan, Christian Science, Swasagunudalism. Come on out. Hare Krishna, The Way International, Mythology. Come on out. Kabbalism. Come on out. Bahaism. Come on out, Jehovah's Witness, Interior, Islam, Unity, Edward Casey, Science of the Mind. Come on out, Voodoo. Let's go, Voodoo, Hindu. Let's go in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Stress, come on out. Worrying, come on out. Let's go out in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. God bless you. Hope that you enjoyed this open deliverance. I'm doing the best I can with the platform that I have. But I know by the power of Christ, if you believe in the Lord and confess with me and you believe spirit being breath, if you are blowing and you feel a bump, those are spirits. You start shaking. And now some of you, the demons tell you, don't listen to him no more. Those are demons. I want to thank the sisters and the brothers who have given recently. Tomorrow I'm going to call out all names of those who are helping me in this ministry. I want to thank Brother John for assisting, sowing a seed, this ministry, helping us. Thank you. I want to thank every one of you to keep us going. We are trying to save money for a website. Apostle Candace Durden's brother, he do sites. And I'm going to say this here publicly. You know, it's a shame some of these African-American Christians will call that man and let me give you $10. No, we don't do that. A labor's not worthy of his hire. We're trying to come up with $1,000 to give this brother, and we're going to have a wonderful website. It's going to be designed by the one and only killer, assassin, gun gangster, Apostle Candace Durden is going to be responsible for that project with assistance of Sheila Boston, up in Boston, in Boston. We want to thank you for listening to us in the name of Jesus. Please sow a seed. We want to get that website. We want to have a better site. We don't beg at all. This is a non-denominational operation. You never hear us beg. We have the telethon every time in October all the way up to the 1st of November. I want to thank those who's given. I'm going to call out those names tomorrow that you have sown the seed. Keep us on the air. God bless you. Shalom and good night. Okay, thank you for listening to us at Live Deliverance Internet. We're going now back to regular broadcast. Come join us, air code 646-378-1857. Shalom. All right, Big Mike, close us out. Wait a minute. Big Mike, can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
845.
Uh-oh.
Yes, sir, brother. Have a guy.
Uh-huh. Okay. I hear all that. Let me give this man a call.
I have a question for you after, brother.
Yeah, no problem. Let me go and get this thing. Let me get it going. Hey, Agent Overton. Yeah, that's Big Mike's agent and the 845 agent. That's, oh, yeah? Pass the phone to me, man. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. As long as I can take Mike with me, I'll be all right.
Okay. Okay. All right. And you want Mike to go to the Los Angeles Rams?
Oh, man. Bad, yeah.
You just changed
all the Rams like
6-1. Wait a minute, you don't want them to go to Rams? You just turned them. Wait a minute. Say what now? Y'all just made another phone call. He's going to the Chicago Bears.
Oh my god!
That's where you're going, Big Mike.
With the Rams.
Going to Chicago Bears, Big Mike.
At least you got a break from Cleveland.
I know, right?
845.
Cleveland's always calling you. Yes, sir, brother.
845. Cleveland talking to me now on the phone with you.
Man. I don't want to go to Cleveland.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah,
I got
man.
The phone.
Be
okay,
nice.
Yeah, I tell them to go on back up. 845 Cleveland Brown.
Oh, no. Cleveland, why? Oh, man. You got to get rid of that. You got to get rid of that team.
Mm-hmm.
You just got to get rid of it. Change it up.
I feel sorry for the Cleveland Brown fans. I really feel sorry for them.
Yeah, me too, brother.
I really feel sorry for those Cleveland Brown fans.
Yeah, Cleveland needs something, brother. I need a revival over there.
All right, Big Mike. Revival, what kind of message you got for me?
Oh, brother, I had a question. I just want to say thank you, Jesus. I felt like this thing really spoke to me. I feel like I really needed it. I don't know if it's the month, you know, with Halloween and all the witchcraft and all the Satanists, you know, everything going on right now. But, man, I've been feeling, like, so much stress in my mind. I've been wanting to get quiet and personal with the Lord and read, you know, and try to study more and be more focused. But, man, I've been feeling, like, so much, like, stress. Just, like, I'm under so much spiritual pressure. And I really needed that. Secondly, I wanted to tithe to you, and I wanted to know if I could do it just like by money, like just by cash, because I can't do it through online right now, like PayPal and stuff. And I've been really wanting to tithe too.
You would have to go to the Western Union.
Western Union? Okay.
Or get a money order and mail it.
Okay, and I will find your address and everything.
I'm gonna give it to you right now.
Okay, awesome.
Mhm.
Thank you, bro.
I thank the Lord for you, cause boy, the devil been really, trying to come up against this ministry for that, man.
I can see that, brother.
Boy, the devil be hitting us, man. But we be holding
does.
On, you know. I'm real about that.
Yes. Amen, brother.
Ready?
Yes, sir. I am ready.
All right. 139 Christopher Place, Christopher.
Christopher Place, right?
Christopher, Christopher. Riverdale, Georgia. 30274. Excuse me. And my name is Emmett Overton.
Okay.
And you can write it out to Emmett Overton or Live Deliverance. I don't have an account, say Live Deliverance, but my account is through my a draft account, which goes through my 501c3. Put it, pay to the order, Emmett Overton, because I have a tax ID. At the end of the year, whatever everyone gives, we're going to be sending people the tax papers.
Oh, okay, brother. Amen. Amen, brother.
That's, 139.
Help, brother. So I got 139 Christopher Place, Riverdale, Georgia, right? 30274.
Thank you so much, man. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, brother. And thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Amen, brother.
Big Mike.
Yes, sir.
Close out. I need to call you, Big Mike, as soon as I get off air.
All right. Heavenly Father, Father, we come before you tonight. Thank you for that message. Father, we thank you for the deliverance that went forth as well, Father. Father, continue to bless this ministry, Father. Father, for those who are out there listening, Father, we thank you, Father, for those who are coming into this ministry to learn, Father, to be taught the ministry of deliverance, Father. Father, we ask that you would just lead those, Father, who need deliverance, Father, just as word of knowledge was given, Father, about the different things that they're going through, Father. Father, let them be sincere and want to get free from whatever binds them and holds them, Father, and keeps them captive. Father, we ask that you continue to bless each and every one of us. Bless all the sovereign members here. In the mighty name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus of Nazareth, we pray. Amen.
God bless everybody. Big Mike is going to call you.
Okay.